treat me right. Nobody,
nobody but Jesus.
Nobody can't be a friend to me like Jesus can. I can't find nobody
but the Lord.
He's been so good, so mighty good to me. Nobody,
nobody but Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You made a way for me. I can't find
nobody but the Lord.
No, 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 no.
To me like Jesus.
Nobody can love me like.
To me like Jesus.
He supplies all of my needs.
To me like the Lord.
To me like the Lord. Nobody,
nobody but Jesus.
I couldn't see my way. He brought me out. Nobody,
nobody but the Lord.
When I was sick, he made me well. Nobody,
nobody but Jesus.
The doctors thought they knew. Jesus understood.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Vault. And the song you just heard is Nobody Can Do Me Like Jesus, from Sister Sharon Wright, all the way from my home state, Savannah, Georgia, y'all. And I want to thank her for giving me the okay to spin her tunes on my radio station here. But I want to get right into the vault with my special guest, the minister. This brother here is all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I told y'all on another broadcast I did that this brother is doing some good, solid kingdom work. Awesome kingdom work there in Tulsa, man. And I'm happy to have him here tonight. And we're going to also introduce his single. Yeah, man. So we're going to get into all this about the minister. Bruh, go and introduce yourself tonight, man. Go on and come on in this conversation, bruh.
God bless you, man. God bless you all. Man, I just want to thank God for us connecting and, getting together, man, and getting some things out there, man. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. And I think that if we got out there and we told the people about Christ and what he's doing, how he's changed us,
Yeah, yeah.
I'm originally from Flint, Michigan, but I relocated down to Tulsa, Oklahoma in 2002. I'm a licensed and ordained minister of the gospel for, I know the world part over 25 years. No big accolades. You know, I do music. The Lord has blessed me to be able to speak to his people. And man, I just think that it's just a vital time right now for us to be out there talking to these individuals, these youngsters.
Right, right.
Even the older here.
Yeah.
Because man, right now, you know, they got one foot in the church and one in the street. And I understand that because I've been there and done that.
But yeah.
The thing about that is, you know, the Bible tells us about being lukewarm. So you gotta, you're either gonna be over there or you're gonna be over here.
Right.
And so through the music that I do, that the Lord has blessed me to do, I try to give a message out there and talk about love.
Oh, yeah, man. For sure, bro.
Each other in our community.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. You know, I can't touch every community, but the ones that I can touch, I need to touch those.
And you know,
I was always.
You know, bro, I don't mean to cut y'all, but before I get this thought away from me, you know, I'm glad that we connected because you have the same background that I have in music, with the secular side of the music business, you know, and so it's good to be able to connect with someone, like you said, has been there and done that. And understand the what I call the dark side, you know, but we both walked that, and so, man, just to hear and y'all gonna hear, you know, some of his testimony and all that, but I just had to interject that because a lot of people look at us now, and a lot of people don't know that, you know, there was a walk that some of us used to walk. You know, and so, but we're not walking that anymore. And so that's why I had to interject that, man. And so for the ones out there, brother, that's aspiring to be an artist in any genre, you know, what advice would you have for them on that? And, you know, I know when I started out in church, and I know you did. You know, and I know I kind of, you know, when I was growing up and I got a little bit better in what I was doing with my skills and I left, you know, it messed up. And, you know, of course, it came back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, a lot of us did that.
That's right, man.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so what so what are your thoughts on that, bro?
And I've been out there, man. I've brought up in the church, man. No, I know better.
Uh-huh.
And you get your thoughts together and you say, you know what, I think I'm going to roll on out now. But what we don't understand is that whole time is that the Lord had been covering us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we take it up on ourselves and go jump out there now we got to protect ourselves.
Right.
And so that's why all that trouble come up on us, man.
You're right.
You know, the grace of the Lord, you know, we were able to come back. And see, this is what people must understand, is that you're not going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, you know.
Yeah.
Get your heart together and then do what the Lord has told you to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's told you to do, but make sure your heart is right.
For sure, man. Yeah.
You know, with yourself. You know, a lot of people don't even know themselves. And I think you got to know who you are and what you're standing for before you can go out there like that, man. And pretty much, hey, the Lord got you. The Lord got you. You got Jesus on your side. And even if you're just now beginning to talk to the Lord or even, you know, thought about even speaking to God.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible tells us, and I don't want to be a Bible thumper, but the Bible tells us that no man comes to God unless he draws him.
Mm-hmm.
No man comes to the Father unless he draws him.
Yeah.
So think of yourself as being special, man.
Yeah.
If you feel like the Lord is saying something to you, man, look, the father of life of the universe is tugging at you. Mm-hmm. Listen to him. He got you.
Yeah. And you know, the journey for me, you know, when I started to transition from playing quartet, you know, a lot of people don't know this, you know, mm-hmm. and I, you know, they follow me on my live radio broadcast on Fridays, yeah. but sometimes I don't, you know, get a chance to finish the whole conversation. But that's what I started off in as a quartet. And then, you know, of course, I developed more skills musically. And so I got off into doing hip hop and going into studios and doing bass lines and all this stuff for different hip hop groups and stuff, man. And, you know, and but then, I tried to, you know, get myself together, like you were saying. And I wanted to do a form of gospel hip hop. You know, I'm talking like early 90s, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a mm-hmm. lot of the church back then, they wasn't really feeling
man,
that.
They were.
Oh, man. Like they weren't feeling that like they are now. See, a lot of people don't know this, but there was a time when, man, I was told, that's not God, man. That can't
that's
be. I'm like, wow, man. Hey, we speaking real talk here, man. That's the way it was. Yeah.
You know, the 90s was the dark ages for gospel hip hop. You better believe it. Or mm-hmm. you know, when Kirk Franklin came out and broke that mold,
right?
Man, it was so different.
Yeah,
Man, hey, you gonna step in, you gonna play on the one, well, you gonna play on the two and the four, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, man, that's weird.
Down, you know, yeah, man. That's it. You ain't gonna do too much.
Uh-uh.
So, no, I thank the Lord that, you know, he evolved and blessed their heart. They wasn't ready to change over. And I understand that. You know, they came through that age, man.
Right.
You know, they sung those hymns, man, that they sung out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they sung them in the church, they brought value with them. I mean, they loved them. And we love them.
Yeah, right.
So we
yeah.
also evolved.
That's right. That's right.
More things.
And on that note, when this brother's talking about evolved, now y'all heard some of his testimony about how he did the secular hip hop. And now this brother has transitioned into what he calls hope hop. And I thought that was very unique when I first heard that, man. And it's like, yeah, this brother's got his own brand of gospel hip hop, and he's called it hope hop. You know what I'm saying? So that is a very good start right now for us to get into his song. And I'm gonna play his song, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna get in more conversation, more dialogue with my friend here, the minister. Y'all hold on.
I made it. It's a hurting feeling knowing you just barely made it. The devil, yeah, he hated. Sometimes I hate it too. You told me to be truthful when I'm talking to you. I tried all the ways and days didn't get no better. Winter's real cold. Your boy ain't got no sweater. If nothing is the prize, I'm just gonna close my eyes. I'm tired of all the lies and all the sad goodbyes. I'm chubby, ain't got no muscle. Got lost in the struggle. Survival was the hustle. Listen, I'm trying to tell you. No draft, no NFL, you. The
is familiar for you. Gotta do what you gotta do just to make it through. My daddy gave me that watch, they beat me out my socks. Jesus said, watch, I'll meet you at the top. Your life may be in pieces, body with diseases. Yes, his name is Jesus, and yeah, I know you need this. It happen anywhere but you, my body. Greater is the gift. The load has all been lifted, and I don't need no fifth, no chick or tight whips. I'm swinging from the hip, ain't afraid to say I care. And I can tell you nothing if I ain't first been there. It all gets greater later, and you won't catch the vapors. You still gon' have some haters, but we'll cover that later. Forget the limelight, you keep your mind tight. No matter what they say, it's okay, I. You might lose the battle, but he gon' win the war. The rain started to pour, he said I'll close the door. Listen, slow your road, he got this in control. The woman had the issues, and she was made whole. Just keep them in your soul, they can't hang, they got a foe. The struggle is useful though, it kept you on your toes.
I'm not alone, he heard my cry, and pitied my every bone. Look, now I'm here, while trouble rises, hands on the truth.
Cry, man, let me tell you, bro, I'm over here singing along like I'm singing in the background. Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, man. You know, this brother here, for those of you who don't know, this brother took one of those old school songs we grew up singing in the church, yeah, and flipped it and put it in his gospel hope hop form. And let me tell you, man, bro, the first time I heard this song, man, I said, this is fire right here. I'm ready to hear some more. I'm ready to hear some more what this brother got, man. I mean, you letting the Lord really use you, man, to bring old school, you know, bring that old school back. And you flipped it and put it on this track. And, I mean, you can't get no plainer than that, man. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. My brother, man, come on here, man. You know, so this particular song, I know you got a lot to thank God for. And I know when you came up with this song, it had to be an inspiration. Now, that's how we, you know, that's how a lot of us artists, we do it, the inspiration. So share with us tonight, bro, your inspiration for this particular song right here and the motivation that you use to create this piece, bro.
Yeah, man. This song right here is real, you know, near and dear to my heart. It's my mom. It's my auntie.
Come on here, man. Come on.
Being a little guy, my granny had passed away, and so my older aunties is like grandmother. And so, you know, we at church, man, and these deacons, these older people, they sing and that's their song. I love the Lord, he heard my cry. And it's like, we sing it every Sunday, we practice it. And so I said, I want to give something back to them. And I want to do something to make us get that old feel.
Yeah, man.
And you know, like Virginia. I was in Virginia.
Yeah.
I was saying as far as the hope hop. A lot of people use the phrase around here in Oklahoma. And so we've been using it for a long time. So I don't want to just, make it mine. But
right.
We all, use it. And the reason why I call it hope hop is because it's talking about the love of the Lord. And our great hope is Christ.
Yeah, man.
And we put the hop behind it to keep it up to date, to make it move around.
You know,
the little kids love to move around. Look, David danced. So we ought to be happy,
Right, bro.
Lord, and be with it, man. So I brought some lyrics, and the Lord blessed me, man, to put it together. I pray that people enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, man.
As much as I do.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I tell you, this particular song here, man, the first time I heard it, right off the bat, brother, it actually pulled me in, and because I was familiar with that hook, you know what I'm saying, with I love the Lord, everybody cry, and so I was familiar with that, and so for those of us that grew up back during that time when those songs were done, man. You took me back, bro. You took me back, bro. For real, man. It's it in the way, like I said, it was flipped, and you added the hope hop genre on there. I mean, you can't help but to listen to every word in the song. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When I listened to it. It actually encouraged me, man, and we all need encouragement. You know what I'm saying? And it's we need to, encourage one another. You know what I'm saying? And I was saying on another show, bro, that it's enough out here for everybody to be blessed with, increase and all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm in the music business. You know what I'm saying? And you're in the music business. Right. A lot of us in the music business. So it's like God bless you with a platform to bless others. Yeah. It would be selfish of me not to do this. You know what I'm saying? Because we just got to just work together, man, and network. That's what it's all about, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, man. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And man, I listen to your music. I listen to your ministry, man.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Heart, man. You know, when we connected years ago, man, it was just like instant. Just instantly.
Yeah, yeah.
We felt what we were going through,
right, man.
And we both got a heart for our community, man. Where we at, where we're at. How to take care of these people, man, and help people, man.
Right.
Because the thing about it, man, is the Lord sent us to help. That's who we need to help, man. If we can get them through the music, we can get them through the vocal or talking to them, man. People want what's real right now, and
right.
That's for giving what's real. We can't stand back and wait for nobody else, man. And like I told you when we were talking earlier about I'm so proud of you, man, and how you get out there and you go. And you do what you said you're going to do. And
thank you, bro.
You don't
appreciate
stop,
that.
Man. You share with me when people discourage you. And sometimes the devil sends people to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
You ain't gave up, man, through all these years, man.
Yeah,
and
thank
so
you,
I
bro.
I just want to encourage you, too, bro.
I appreciate that. And, I was the very thing you're talking about right now, I was talking a little bit about that on my show last night. A lot of us that do write, and a lot of it comes from disappointment. A lot of people don't realize that.
Yep.
I know a lot of mine does. Disappointment. But the victory over the disappointment, and it's like, I made clarification on that because people often disappointed me or came against me or talked about me and tried to put me down.
Yeah.
All y'all do is make me stronger. I took
that's
yeah,
right.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
I took that,
right.
My brother, and I took that as fuel for me, bro. And I'm because I said to myself, I'm gonna let God do it, and I'm gonna let Him show up in me that he may be glorified. Right. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm doing for him, no matter what nobody. That's why I tell folks, stop worrying about the haters this and the haters saying that. A lot of time, the folk in their own lane anyway. A lot of time, folk ain't even hating on you. They just doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? But just stay in your lane. Come on, Doc. Come on, walk with me on this. Yeah, man. Just do what. Yeah.
Trying to make sure I'm doing what.
There you go, man. Yeah.
You know, and I'm trying to pray for them.
Right.
But they stay in their line.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
And, hey, man, it's enough, like you said, man. It's enough for all of us. Man.
Yeah.
No egos. You know, we ain't no bigger than nobody. We all working for one goal.
That's right.
The Bible said one Lord, one faith. We all one.
That's right. And, bro, you know what? And when you get your radio station, because y'all, for y'all that don't know, we had a conversation earlier, and he was telling me that God, you know, gave us some direction on getting his radio station started. And you know what? When you get your radio station, guess what, bro? I want to be a guest on your. I want to be a guest on your show. You know what I'm saying? That's how we going. That's how we increase, bro.
That's how we. That's right.
You come help me, I come help you, and then, you know, and we just keep that thing going. You know what I'm saying? So even when you get, when you get your thing going, hey, man, I'm going to come help you out. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
Don't love each other. That's right. Building up.
Yeah, man.
I like to tell people that you don't make followers. Good leaders make more leaders.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So, you know, taking these younger guys, like we were talking about before, by taking them up under our wing and showing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them don't know what we went through.
Right.
Trying to do gospel rap back then.
Oh, yeah, man. Or it was rough. It was rough.
You know, they turned their nose up, man. Even right now, you got people that still don't accept, you know, our praise, our prayer like that.
Yeah.
Because whatever we do for the Lord, if I take the case, that's my praise for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If I, you know, water the garden out there for the Lord,
right.
That's my praise for the Lord.
So that's right.
It's not up to other people to judge my praise.
Come on, Doc.
So, man, we just got to keep going, man. And,
yes, sir. You sure look, right.
The Lord will show you where to go.
Yeah. You sure right, yeah. Bro. We got just a couple of minutes left. Before we roll out, y'all, we can't get it all tonight, y'all. Y'all got to just come back and listen. Because this brother's going to be back again. And like I said before, when when he gets his radio station, y'all have to follow me over there because I'm going to help him with his, you know, with his increase over there. But, you know, I want the people to know, bro, where they can find you or your website information or where they can, this brother's doing some awesome stuff in his community, and we're going to get into that more on another program and everything else because we can't get it all in one night. Definitely. My main thing tonight, I wanted to introduce this brother to y'all so y'all can hear the man with this ministry and with this awesome kingdom work that God has commissioned him to do there in his hometown. So, bro, I'm going to let you give the people some information where they can follow you and they can keep up with you and everything else, man. So, yeah, bro, let them know where you at.
All right. Thank you all. You know, thank you for having me, man. First off, I want to just say that.
Oh, you're welcome, bro. Thank you. Thank you for coming
the
ministry, in.
That we are pushing into the neighborhood in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it's called Hope Hop Multimedia. You can follow us on YouTube, or you can go to theminister.com with two R's at the end, theminister.com. And all of our social media links will be on there, the Twitter, where you can hear more music. You can follow us again on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel, and you can check out what we're doing. And here in the city, preach every Sunday morning at Miracle Community Baptist Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, man.
We're giving the word of the Lord there, man, the unadulterated truth, man, trying to let people know that Jesus loved them no matter where you at.
That's solid, yeah.
Where you at. He don't want to do anything. He want to meet you where you at. So
yeah.
Just check out the website, you can send we got music on there again. You can give us an email at thunderrecordings@gmail.com. Hey, that's it, man. Thank you so much, man. Again, I want to tell you thank you so much. And I just want to encourage your audience to keep supporting him, because this guy is sent from the Lord.
Thank you, my all brother. Right? Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Y'all, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And like I said, I'm going to keep y'all posted when I have this brother come back, because let me tell you something, man, we haven't even scratched the surface, but it's a start, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, people got to understand, we can't get it all. We can't get it all in one night, but you know what, man, I'm just thankful that this brother said, yeah, for real, man. He said, yes. I asked him, and man, I'm telling you, I'm very appreciative of him coming on and helping me build this up on tonight. So I hope and pray that you all are doing well out there, and all is well with you all. And I want to close out with a young lady. Her name is Shia from Emmett, Louisiana. Young lady, and I'm going to close out with her song Unity. I had an opportunity to produce this particular track for her, and I'm really looking forward to when me and this brother here can get together and collaborate on some things. And so I'm really looking forward to that, you know, and you know, as we move forward. But brother, thank you once again. Much love to you, bro. Much love to all of you out there, man. Yeah, bro. Thank you, my brother. Yeah, man. And so y'all, until next time, God bless y'all. Much love. This has been Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music Vault. Thank you.
It's time to come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends familiar, how our amigos. Come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends familiar, how our amigos. Yeah, it's crazy in this world, race reflects everything. Got the people like JB, what do you mean? It don't matter if you black, white, Asian, or Chinese, Latino, whatever, you still mean the world to me. This is the mindset that we all should incorporate, with that we all have the power to activate. Have faith, we got to comprender and be ourselves. I don't do pretenders. Listen to the message that I'm sending, defending the people of this world like I'm intended to do. Feeling like there's something always missing. Got a warning in our hearts to be equal. Now listen, listen, listen to the message that I'm sending, defending the people of this world like I'm intended to do. Feeling like there's something always missing. Got a warning in our hearts to be equal. Now listen. Come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends familiar, how our amigos. Come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends familiar, how our amigos. Let's pray for better days. Need to find a better way to come together. Too many hearts are being decayed. We hurting each other mentally, cutting them with blades. Then we wonder why we stuck with trust issues and are afraid. Then you hear the phrase, oh, I was born like this. I can't change. This is something that I can't quit. It's in my personality. Better yet, it's in my genes. I can try to change, but it ain't as easy as it seems. And if I try too hard, I might cause a catastrophe. See, now I'm speechless. All that this is just blasphemy. But if you think about it, some of this mentality could possibly be a cause of messed up mentalities. But listen to the message that I'm sending, defending the people of this world like I'm intended to do. Feeling like there's something always missing. Gotta want it in our hearts to be equal. Now listen, it's time to come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends familiar, how our amigos. Come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See how our friends familiar, how our amigos. Like the hook said, it's time for us to come together. We need to be there for each other through our stormy weather. Let's uplift each other and hold our heads up. Cause some of y'all hearts ugly like like them haircuts. I ain't throwing shots low key, you think I'm loud enough? And I'm about what I say, I back my words up. Not too many people can say that we need to grow up, but that's another subject for another time to be discussed. Negativity has no room in my life. I hope y'all agree, we need a positive light. We need to stop being hard barking, no bite. We can come together easily to do what's right. And that's the problem, we are our biggest enemy. We need to be unified with better energy. So hard to jealousy, hate, bullying has got to go. Throw hard and negative energy at the door. Come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See all our friends, familiar, all our amigos. Come together like we equal. Spend a little time, love each other, all these people. Time to be happy and loving, not evil. See all our friends, familiar, all our amigos.